Development. The government has released Shush 1.5 billion to facilitate bursaries and grants disbursement to affirmative action groups across all 47 counties through the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF. Gender and Affirmative Action Principal Secretary, PS, Anne Wangombe said the funds meant for the third and fourth quarter of the 2023-2024 financial year will cover school bursaries for learners from vulnerable households. The PS underscored the government's unwavering commitment to improving the livelihoods of affirmative action groups and enhancing access to financial facilities and services. Wangombe made the announcement in Kisumu County on Friday when she presided over the distribution of checks to various vulnerable groups organized by the Office of the Woman Representative, Ruth Odinga. Some 2,000 registered affirmative action groups are set to receive grants worth Shush 413 million to support socioeconomic activities as well as value addition initiatives. Gender and Affirmative Action Principal Secretary, PS, Anne Wangombe awards a check worth Shush 50,000 to Destiny Shapers Women Group as a grant from the National Government Affirmative Action Fund. Photo by Robert Ojwang. The grants are meant to increase the disposable income levels for the beneficiaries for improved livelihoods through enterprise development, the PS noted. Group members who are set to benefit from the grants are those who successfully submitted their applications and attained the eligibility criteria for funding through the NGAAF county offices. About 25,000 students from across the nation are also set to benefit from bursaries and scholarship allocation amounting to Shush 273 million to support their education and skills development. The fund has disbursed Shush 677 million to implement various projects and programs that would benefit a cross-section of the inhabitants in selected communities in the 47 counties. NGAAF will continue to support the prevention and response to sexual and gender-based violence through the construction of GBV centers, nurturing of talents, provision of water facilities, and other social amenities meant to provide an enabling environment for businesses to thrive, Wangombe said. Through the kitty, NGAAF has allocated Shush 137 million for civic education to sensitize community members on various government programs and policies to ensure increased uptake of government programs.